What are we drinking today? Today I have mushroom coffee. It's grounded mushroom, so it's technically mushroom tea, but it's thub. Akoti Zamora introduced it to us when she retied my ama's locks. And y'all, she's got this line called Celeste Oils. Go look it up on Facebook. The oil feels so nice on my scalp and it reduces itchiness and flakiness. And I promise this is not a sponsored ad. I just really like the oil. So Sunday, July 30th, Chicago on Yahoo had her album release party. And man, it was so foo. If you haven't bought the album, quit dilly-dallying. It'll bless you. And I'm not just saying that because I know her. But Yahoo is truly using her voice to go out to the four corners and reach the people. And Shika has been so diligent in the work that Yahuwah has called her to that he's been able to use her in such a way. She submitted to him. But what talents, skills, and gifts has Yahuwah given us that we've been running away from? And this is to me too. Sometimes I get so caught up in wanting to stay unseen that I neglect to practice the gifts that would thrust me out of the background. But whether the gifting has us in the front or the back, it's not about being seen. It's about Yahuwah and Yahusha being seen, that they would get the glory. So I ran across this video on my timeline, and essentially the lady was talking about what's keeping you from going after creative endeavors. She says, you have the inspiration and motivation to start, but face resistance that cancels out any sort of positive movement. So you pretty much stay stuck. It's the ego that gets in the way. Fear, doubt, perfectionism, etc. Whatever it is, you're too consumed with self. She says, in order to combat that, you have to take your attention off of yourself and onto serving others. And this isn't just limited to creative ideas. Whatever Yahuwah has put in you, whatever he has given you, it's not just for you. It's ultimately for him. Like the song says, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, who are you shining for? Does a light bulb shine for itself? When you enter a room and turn the light on, are you turning the light on to look at the light bulb? Or to see what it is that you need from that room. Listen to this. If you've been listening to the Mishpacha album, you would have already heard it. But I digress. Damn.
Please say, let me find something that I can create as a solution to fix the problem that later generations will begin to model. So if he said, let there be light, what is your light? Why are you here? What's your purpose? What problem was you made to solve? Or are you only focused on yourself? Or what do I mean by that? You know, everything was created to serve.
He was cultivating it.
Your tree eat its own fruit. Does the sun shine on itself?
No.
Does the moon wait till you get ready to come out? Does the moon shine on itself? Does the star shine on itself? The sun shine on who? The moon shine on who? The star shine on who? The tree grows and it develops fruit for who? So why are we the only ones that only think about ourselves when everything else that was created not to focus on itself, but it still, it thrives. Oh, y'all all right? Y'all quiet on me. That chair wasn't created for itself to sit down. It's holding your behind up. Everything was created to what? Serve. But if the chair is only focused on himself, he'll never find out why it was created. He'll never find that light. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So if you want to first overcome your rejection, you got to first find out why I'm here. Then I can take my hurt and form a ministry out of it while delivering others, because I know it ain't about me.
Yeah. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men, so that they see your good works and praise Abba Yahuwah, who is in the Shemayim." And one more thing. As bright as the light from the light bulb may be, it doesn't shine if it's not connected to the source. Thank you for having tea with me.